So one of the things that I was been thinking about is, you know, there's the Islamic spiritual tradition. They're really not at all keen on the monastic tradition. There is no monastic tradition within the Islamic in that sense of, you know, seeing that the place that spiritual life takes place is somewhere else in the monastery. And actually, you know, how do you, if you're really not going to have that space to go away, how do you practice? And the answer is 5 times a day. You know, if you're really, really serious about creating a bit of distance, a bit of perspective, then, you know, in the midst of family life, in the midst of business, you know, you get a call to prayer. And I think that's interesting as well, because it's almost like you need that when you're really in the midst of being in the world, being in, you know, you need someone to, hello, earth calling, whoever you are, you know, come out of whatever you're in. And I think that's a lot about the spiritual life, is about we're trying to keep a perspective of who we really are. So, you know, this thing of being called, being interrupted to remember. Remember the blue sky. Perfect. Let's do 3 breath meditations. One of my friends did a course at an interfaith seminary, and they took on sort of 3-month practice of 5 different faiths. And what was interesting, they said, is that all as a group, they all said that, and they all had to dedicate themselves to these different practices and these different faiths. And they said the most difficult one was the 5 times a day stopping. That was actually what they found. Of all the different things, that was they found the most challenging, the most difficult. So one of the ways that I'm trying to develop practice is this, and I sort of start calling it 5 portions a day. 5 portions a day, not just fruit and vegetables, but 5 portions a day of remembrance. How can we, in a day, come back to a sense of broader awareness, a sense of spaciousness, a sense of what the bigger picture really is? Because I think if you can get a big enough picture on anything, all of a sudden it doesn't seem so bad. It's like, guess what, 13 is going to become 14. 15. Guess what? You know, it's not long before something else happens. You know, if we have enough perspective, then the things that we're worried about, the things that we're concerned about, the things that kind of feel ourselves narrowing and contracting and tightening around, can, you know, begin to not seem so, you know, fraught. So, you know, 5 times a day, you know, can easily be divided. Waking up, meal times, and going to bed. You know, those are 3 places, 3 obvious possible places where we can, even if we just stop for 3 breaths, meditation. So I'm trying to get 5 into this talk. See if we can get 5 in half an hour. Can we get 5 into a day? And that's the practice. Other places, brushing teeth, shower. There was a period when I had my second child where I considered my shower is my retreat. I go on retreat every day into the shower. Seriously, this was my retreat. One of the things that occurs is you really, time, doesn't time become totally different when you're a parent?